Good morning, Dan. Good morning to everyone on this wonderful week and a great weekend of footy ahead.
Looking forward to it. It was a good win by the Roosters last night. So let's turn our attention to the Storm versus the Titans tonight.
Yeah, 4th versus 16th on the competition ladder. It's at Amy Park. I don't know. I've just got a feeling after a rough trot that the Storm may explode at home. They've called in David Nofaluma straight onto the wing to make his club debut from the West Tigers in one of these really odd player loan situations that we're seeing. And I've got to say, not a fan of it. Mm-hmm. I really aren't. And the August 1 deadline was brought in because of COVID and because of the delayed season. And the August 1 deadline has remained. We almost had David Clemmer and Martin Tapau going to the Parramatta Eels. I'm just not a fan. It means the top 10 sides can sort of handpick from the bottom 6 sides for a 6-week period. That's not for me. Kids buy jerseys. Families buy jerseys. They put David Nofaluma's name on the back of their West Tigers jersey, and then you've got to explain to a 6-year-old kid, oh, well, he's just playing 7 games for Melbourne because they've got injuries. No, the game has got other issues that I think need addressing, and I think this just complicates and muddies the waters. Cameron Munster, Jerome Hughes back in the halves. Interesting that the Gold Coast Titans have finally rested Toby Sexton, and he hasn't been dropped. He's been rested. He's only a baby. In his first full season of NRL, he hasn't had a lot of help around him, and they've given him a rest. They've given him some time off, and these young bodies and young minds, whilst they have all the energy and enthusiasm in the world, the week-to-week rigours of NRL is brutal. And I don't think they've done the right thing by Toby this year. So AJ Brimson and Tanner Boyd are the halves. I think they're a wonderful halves pairing. I think they're wonderful together. But I also don't think they're going to get the opportunities this weekend against a Melbourne Storm side that I reckon could be on.
I'm hoping so too, for a Storm supporter's sake. And now let's turn our attention, Andy, to the big game on Sunday here in Bundy. It is a sellout at Salter Oval, the Bulldogs versus the Cowboys. I tell you what, you talk about grand finals and, you know, shops putting signs out the front or banners or their colours. I tell you what, this weekend they are blue and white.
Are they really?
Yep.
It's a Bulldogs home game officially, but territorially it's Cowboys land. That's wonderful to hear, and I hope everyone, whether you're at the ground or at the local or you're having a big screen party at home maybe with a couple of mates over and a coldie, I hope you have a wonderful Sunday and enjoy the NRL experience. You guys thoroughly deserve it. I think we've got a game on our hands. Yeah. I really do. Love what the Cowboys have been doing, and I think they've done a tremendous job. They are the story of 2022. There's no denying that. No. They are the story. They've had a really stable base of 17 from which to pick from. They haven't had a lot of injuries. They're playing good, consistent footy. It's a real contribution, what they're doing. You know, you're getting guys that are having better games than others, but most weeks, it's a real 17-man contribution, and that's the sign of a good footy side. But I also like the grit and the grunt of what the Bulldogs have been doing, especially their forwards. I'm an unashamed Josh Jackson fan. Just absolutely love him. And the old bloke, one of only 12 guys to play 200-plus games for the Dogs, has been outstanding, along with Max King and Jeremy Marshall King, no relation. I think you're going to get a good old game up there. I'm tipping the Cowboys, but I think you're going to get a good game.
No, I think it's going to be an absolute cracker. We've had a look at the ground, and it is in tip-top condition because we would normally play our local rugby league up here, but that's been moved to other grounds to make sure that the ground at Salter Oval is 100%, and it is, so we're looking forward to it on Sunday. Andy Raymond from the Andy Raymond Unfiltered podcast joins us this morning. Now, mate, who is on the podcast?
Podcast released just this morning, and another massive lineup. It really is of absolute NRL superstars. We had Gene Miles as our Legend Series earlier in the week. A two-part interview with the great Townsville product. And, gee, he's got a story to tell, Big Gino. I would encourage anyone to take a listen on this latest podcast. As I said, just out yesterday afternoon, we got the great Bob McCarthy, Mark O'Mealy, Anthony Minicello drops in, Lottie Dakiri. We got Adam Dewey, Jaden Braley, Keenan Palacia. We got 12 interviews in the one podcast. You will not find that anywhere else. It is an absolute beauty, and you can find it by searching Andy Raymond Unfiltered wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Really do appreciate your time this morning, mate, and it should be a cracker on Sunday, and enjoy your footy.
Enjoy your footy and enjoy Sunday, everyone. You guys deserve it. Legends.
Thank you very much, Andy Raymond from the Andy Raymond Unfiltered podcast, joining us on 1332 4BU.